On this week's episode of One Up Me, Gamescom, Indie World, Inside Xbox, and so much more. Enjoy the show.
What is up, all you guys out there? This is episode 71 of One Up Me podcast. My name is Ryan Smith, and I am joined, as always, by, I was trying to think of a clever name, but no, forget it, Jordan Sims.
What is up, party people? It's been another good week in the neighborhood. Been thinking about Mr. Rogers lately, and how he may or may not be a terrible person, but he could also be an American sniper.
Why would you say that?
I don't know, it just seems like all my childhood heroes turn out to be terrible human beings, but that's beside the point.
All my childhood characters...
Heroes?
Heroes, yeah, or Pokemon characters.
So. I do love me some Pokemon.
Ash Ketchum's not going to be a pedophile.
That's true. I haven't been up too much this week, though, sadly. Did the first week new job, you enjoying that Sunny D? That's a lot of Sunny D.
I don't know.
You still haven't decided if you like it?
No.
Okay, let us know on Twitter, at WantMePodcast, if you enjoy Sunny D, and if you do... enjoy the beverage, Sunny D. Let us know which flavor you like more. And if you never had Sunny D, go buy it and then let us know what you think.
Well, there's only one correct answer. The original Sunny D is the best.
Yes, it is.
This red stuff that I have here, though, I don't know if it's good or not.
I like it.
I know.
It's very delicious. So, I did something crazy this week. I updated Overwatch and played... I updated Overwatch, and I played some Overwatch.
Like 10 hours? How long was the last time you updated it? Did you keep it up to date? Or does it auto-update?
I think mine auto-updates. But I haven't played it in forever. I honestly couldn't tell you the last time I played it. But Ryan and I played a little bit. I played a little bit myself.
I think we played one game together.
Yeah.
Maybe two.
Yeah. It was fun. I do not have the mechanical skill to play Sigma. It makes no sense to me whatsoever.
You shoot his shield out.
Yep.
And you shoot his little orbs. And you don't die.
Yeah, that's...
it's called the Wombo Combo.
I do love dying in video games. So Overwatch is fun. I might get back into it. I might not.
Did you finish any of your placements?
No.
On any of the... no?
Negative. Didn't finish them.
Fair enough. I just finished my support 5 games you had to do.
Oh, so it's 3 individual placements.
Yes, it's 5. You play 5 games for each category, 15 games in total, but you get a different placement for each category.
Makes sense.
Defense, damage, or tank, damage, and healer.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I think the highest I got was damage, actually, which I kind of thought I'd get the highest I'd get was tank, but I think maybe one of the reasons I got lower on tank was because I've been trying to learn Sigma, and he is not easy.
No, he is not. He is definitely a hard boy to play. If you don't like it, just throw it out.
No, man, it's a good Sunny D.
It was a dollar.
That's true. It was a dollar.
It's only a dollar.
I guess that's one good thing about shopping at Dollar Tree is if you don't like something, it's just a dollar.
I opened up my French toast sticks this morning to have them for breakfast, and they were moldy.
Wow, didn't you just buy those?
Yeah, like literally a day ago, maybe.
What was the date on them? Was the date?
I didn't look at the date.
I mean, I guess
there's also no number on the box to call. There's no number on the box to call.
I tried those, was it that ramen that you gave me?
Mm-hmm.
And I hated it so much that I ended up driving to Zaxby's immediately. So instead of me saving money, I ended up spending $7.50.
Wow. Really? You didn't like it?
I thought it tasted bad.
I love that ramen.
It tasted like someone who was trying to make chicken noodle soup who didn't know how to make chicken noodle soup. And I have this reference because I have a buddy of mine when I was a long time ago. His mom made chicken noodle soup and it tasted exactly like that garbage. And it was the first time she had ever made chicken noodle soup.
Oh, dude, I love that ramen. So, it is delicious. It's like
old lettuce.
It's so good.
Give me a reason why you like it.
It's spicy. The flavor profile is delicious.
There's no flavor profile. It's spicy lettuce. It's wet, spicy lettuce.
I just don't think you like it.
Oh, I can attest to that. I do not like it.
I love it. I've eaten it for years. It's, for those of you that are curious,
atrocious. It's a sin.
Was it the red and black one, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so he's eating the red package Shin Ramen, not the black package. The black package is spicier, and you probably wouldn't like it.
The spice didn't bother me. I couldn't get to the spice because it just tasted like wet lettuce.
Did you make it wrong?
I just put in the microwave and put the seasoning in.
Oh, God!
Jordan, that does not affect the flavor.
It does, 100%.
No.
Yes.
No.
You don't make ramen noodles in the microwave.
99.999% of the world, including Japan, makes ramen within the microwave.
No.
Yes, they do.
Stovetop, baby.
No. 3 minutes versus 5 minutes.
Oh, my gosh. That's what it tasted like noodles.
That's not going to affect the flavor profile.
Now I want to try it and see.
I guess you can. Maybe I'm wrong, but it tastes... It's, I will never be eating it again. I don't know if I'll ever eat ramen again.
Oh, my gosh.
It was real nasty.
Will you let me make it for you on the stove and you try a noodle? You try a single noodle?
No. Okay. That's all I tried this time.
Oh.
I took one bite.
Oh.
And it tasted... It tasted like cabbage stew smells.
You know, I don't think ramen goes bad, but maybe it went bad. So, you never know.
I mean, it was...
I am sorry that
really
you didn't enjoy it.
Bad.
I'll give you $7.
Gross.
I will pay for your Zaxby's.
I mean, it was my decision, I guess, to walk into the valley of death.
I'm sorry.
I thought I feared no evil, man, but I was wrong. I fear it now. I fear it like nothing else.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm a little scared I'm going to have nightmares of it tonight.
I keep having...
Can you taste in your nightmares?
No, gratefully, because I had another dream about those disgusting sea monsters, and it physically bothers me, and I wish we never...
Oh, you're talking about the...
Yes,
again. Mukbang videos.
Yeah, and I don't know why I keep having these dreams, but it's kind of bothering me now, just a little bit.
You actually are having dreams of... Are you doing mukbang?
No, I'm trapped in a glass box, and... I'm trapped in a glass box, and each pane of glass is a screen, and no matter where I look is a video of someone doing mukbang.
Do you want to explain what mukbang is?
Mukbang is...
Is it bang or bang? I think it's B-A-N-E.
I think it's how you spell it. So Orion corrects what I'm saying.
Mukbang.
Yeah. So what it is it is a... I'm going to call it what it is. It's a fetish.
It's gotta be.
It's a fetish where women and I'm
mukbang walkthrough. And this is from 2008. What?
And I'm sure there's some men out there that do this as well. Excuse me. It is a form of entertainment, and I use that word very loosely. But yeah, people.
Maybe it is mukbang.
People sit down and they eat copious amounts of food, which they dip in sauce.
I think it is mukbang.
And it's usually lobster or shrimp or something, you know, weird. Not that seafood is weird, just the quantities.
Seafood's pretty weird.
The quantities of it is insane.
You want to look up what... Okay, this is what Wikipedia has to say about mukbang. Mukbang. Also, I would recommend H3HC's video on mukbang. You check it out. It's the grossest. They're not doing mukbang, but they are critiquing other mukbang connoisseurs.
I saw this on a thumbnail once and I didn't watch it, but then Ryan showed me this video and made me remember it was a thing. And since then, two nights in a row, not the same, not back to back nights, but
that's what in a row means.
Sorry,
in a row means back to back.
Two separate nights.
There we go.
I had nightmares about having to watch mukbang. So I don't know what that means. Mukbang. Maybe I should ask a dream weaver. Mukbang.
I guess that's how you pronounce it. Okay, so
mukbang.
Let's see. Wikipedia says Mukbang is a live online audio-visual broadcast in which a host eats large amounts of foods while interacting with their audience, usually done through a webcast through platforms such as YouTube or Twitch. Mukbang became popular in South Korea in 2010. Foods ranging from pizza to noodles are consumed noodles in front of a camera for an online audience. So
that's what it is.
Oh, there's an etymology. The word mukbang is a portmanteau of the Korean words for eating, miyoknu, and broadcast. I cannot make this up. Bang song. It thus would be morphologically comparable to eat cast if the word were to exist in English.
Well, that's what it is. That's what I've had nightmares about. If you're a dream decipherer.
I think it just means don't want to see it again.
Yeah, Desmond. Probably. But speaking of food, I have been enjoying season 3 of Food Wars, which is the happy version of Food Wars.
Okay.
So I really am enjoying that. We also started watching Dr. Stone, and for some reason, I thought Ryan had already watched a couple episodes. And to my confusion, Jake and I watched a couple episodes of it, and Ryan's like, oh, I haven't seen it. And so we restarted it and watched up through episode 3.
I didn't ask you to do it. I was just going to go in my room and watch it, something else.
Correct. He did not ask us to do this. We did this anyway. And it's a really good show. I'm curious to see what's going to happen. I didn't think of it going a long time until Ryan was like, this anime could go on forever. And I was like, I don't know. I see it being maybe a 24-episode anime.
No.
56?
It's a Shonen Jump Shonen. If it goes less than 100, I'll give you $5.
Okay.
Like, also, their goal is to resurrect everyone from what happened to them.
Mm-hmm.
There's 7 billion people in the world.
Okay, good point. And they want to go back to space and stuff, so. Okay, makes sense.
I mean, they can maybe defeat the villain super quick, but I don't think that's going to be all of it. Plus, the complications, you know, anime.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no way this is 25. There's no way. I'm thinking this is going to be 5 seasons at least.
Wow, that's a lot. I think it'll get 2 seasons, and then it'll get canceled on its 3rd season. And then it'll continue on the manga.
No, it might do that, but if it finishes, this is not gonna be a short affair. So, I can promise you that.
I've enjoyed what I've watched so far. I will watch more. And then the last thing I've been doing this week, besides doing the first official week of my new job,
Was this the first official new week? I feel like you've been doing this job for 2 months.
I feel like I have too, but I haven't. No, this was the first actual week, like real week, that I did this job. And it's pretty easy. I get to use way more of my skills than I did in my previous jobs. I enjoy that. I get to interact with people more. I guess about the same. Who knows? But I like it. Sweet gig. And what else? Oh, the last thing I've been playing is Tales of Wind. It's a mobile MMORPG that I randomly downloaded. That apparently it's been around for a while, but I'm enjoying it. I'm trying to become a pyromancer mage gunner thing class, whatever it is. So I thought that was fun. I think I'm like level 26 or 27 or something. So it's one of those pick up, play, put it down, don't care about it. No one's gonna die if I don't get on and do my guild dailies or anything like that.
This says you've also been playing Apex. Yes.
Oh, I forgot that I played it. I did some Apex solo, and I'm so good at this game.
Poggers.
That's right. That's about as good as I am at Apex. Wow. Apex solo, it has some pretty sweet rewards. I really want that Pathfinder skin really bad.
I think it's over now, though, isn't it?
Probably.
Rip. Dude, I really like that. I didn't play it for a while. Excuse me. I didn't play it a lot because I don't know if they were having issues with the servers or what.
Something.
But I could not get it to play for several days. I finally picked it up. And I really, really like it a lot. I was getting several kills like per game.
Nice.
So yeah, I really liked it. Kind of hope they continue it. I don't know if they will or not, but apparently they were having, they kind of got in some hot water because of how hard it was to get some of the new stuff. And apparently somebody on the Apex team called to people on the forums asshats.
Oh.
So that's pretty funny. You probably shouldn't do that, but that's pretty funny.
Yeah. You got any hopes, just real quick, on you got any hopes for Season 3? What you think they're going to do? Anything you want to see them do?
I just don't want replays.
Oh, you just want a kill cam, you mean?
Yeah.
Is that what you meant by replays?
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure. I don't know why. I don't know what else that could be perceived as.
No, you're cool. Okay. I would like a kill cam, yes. Yeah.
Okay.
But, I mean, nothing specific. Just, I like it. I think they did a really good job with Season 2. I just, you know, took that break from multiplayer games. Mm-hmm. And, I don't know. And then Overwatch came out.
2-2-2.
2-2-2 came out. And Sigma's come out. So, I've been playing some of that.
Yeah, I've enjoyed what they've done with Apex so far. I like the changes to the map. And it feels like they're really listening to the players. And Season 2 feels a lot better than Season 1. And I can't wait to see what they're going to do for Season 3.
Yeah. And as far as what I've been watching, I started watching King of the Hill. Which is really, really good. I remember my older brother watching this in the living room. And I never really got it. Because I didn't really stay but like 5 minutes. But I absolutely love this show. Definitely gonna keep watching it. I like how family friendly it is. You know, it's not like, I love South Park. South Park is one of the great shows of all time. But it's not family friendly in the slightest. It's not. It can be very nihilistic at some certain points. And I just think King of the Hill, it's very wholesome, but still hilarious. It feels more down to earth as well. Situations that could happen to you, perhaps.
Especially at the time that it came out.
It's going to be, you know, elevated, obviously. You're not going to meet Willie Nelson. Yeah. You're probably not going to almost kill one of the last animals of a certain species. But...
fly, bird, fly! Bobby, get that bird back in the car.
But also, you know, it talks about, you know, learning sex ed in middle school and stuff like that. So I'm really enjoying how it's just funny too, you know. So I'm enjoying how funny and kind of classic and wholesome it is. Also started Letterkenny, which is just about the opposite. It's set in Canada in this little town called Letterkenny, which I think it says before every episode, there are 5,000 people who live in Letterkenny. These are their problems. And that kind of shows you the show in a nutshell. It's this group of friends. I've only watched a few episodes, but right now one of the biggest premises is the main character is the toughest guy in Letterkenny, and he was talking about how much he didn't want to get in a fight. He doesn't want to fight because you know he's getting a little bit older. He's not a kid anymore. Yada yada yada, and then. Before the show starts, him and his girlfriend have broken up, so he's kind of, you know, a little bit of an emotional wreck, I guess, even though he doesn't show it. But, so he finally, like, kind of lets go and fights. He doesn't really fight to do, he kind of just whoops his ass.
Just kind of beats him up.
I swear I just muted this.
Yeah, this show is one of the ones that you see on Hulu as a commercial, and you don't think it's going to be interesting, but I actually walked in on Ryan watching it, and I was like, oh, I'll sit down and watch one episode, or the tail end of episode one, and it was so interesting and funny that I sat through the second episode.
It's kind of like a non-white trash version of Trailer Park Boys.
Okay.
Just these country boys. It's country boys instead of Trailer Park Boys, basically.
Yeah.
Send Canada. But, yeah, I'm really, really enjoying that. I can't really say a whole lot about it because I've only seen a couple episodes, but I very much enjoyed it, and I will keep watching that. We got some new games for you, though. We got Raid. This is the...
How'd you describe this?
Well, it's... Oh, my gosh. It's like Binding of Isaac. But it's 80s inspired. It's made by the people... It's made by... I'm going blank.
If you didn't ask me, I could have told you.
But that is coming out. It will be out when you are listening to this. The Octane Whiplash skin is out for Apex. You can connect your Twitch Prime account and get an Octane skin. Did you find it?
Bandai Namco.
That's who publishes it, not who makes it.
Sorry. That's right. Let's see. Who made
I would assume
this game?
It's
Double Fine.
Double Fine. There we go. Metro Exodus is getting some DLC that will be out now when you're listening to this. And then Call of Duty is getting an alpha on PlayStation 4, the 2v2 version, this Friday. The Friday that you're listening to this. I'm super excited about this. Even though I will not be playing this on PS4, there's still a chance that I will play this. Because, I mean, you know, I want to play this game.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel, especially with the crossbuy. The crossboy.
All right, we got some opening news for you people. I guess we could have put this... actually, I have a couple of these. We probably could have put in new games. But Erica is a new game that they announced at Gamescom or around Gamescom. It is a live-action...
Interactive thriller.
Interactive thriller is what they call it.
Yep, that's what they call it. They say it at least twice in the trailer. So this is essentially, if you've seen Bandersnatch on Netflix...
I haven't.
Oh, okay.
Because I've not heard it. I've heard it's not good.
I like it. I just like how there's... Well, anyway, it's... I like Bandersnatch. I'll just leave it at that without spoiling anything. So Erica is out now.
It's like a point-and-click adventure.
Yes, exactly. Which
was before Bandersnatch. So.
Correct, yes. It's like a build-your-own-adventure.
Kind of. It's point-and-click, not build... What's a build-your-own-adventure?
Those books where you would... Well, like...
I'm not a nerd, so I don't read books.
Okay, so back when I was a kid, I read books, and it was like a build-your-own-adventure. So you'd have, like... Is the gang going to go in the swamp? Turn to page 53 if they're going
to
go in
the
swamp.
Why would you ever go to a swamp? You want to get eaten by an alligator?
Well, I didn't want to go to the other place. And so I'd go to the swamp, and I'd be like, oh, okay, what's the choice now? Well, are they going to build a raft? Okay, they're going to build a raft. Turn to page 87. Okay, and it was like, it's kind of like one of those. But the way Ryan's describing it is much more streamlined.
It's a live-action point-and-click adventure. What's it? Choose your own adventure.
Choose.
Okay, yeah. So you choose...
there's two options.
Do you want to run away? Do you want to fight? Do you want to...
Yeah, like in one of the...
Scream? Do you want to just walk away? All that kind
of
stuff.
Yeah, in one of the scenes, there's a confrontation between two characters, and one of the choices is, pretty much, like, scream at her, or, like, try to charm her, like, try to be like, hey, I'm sorry. And so it's different things like that. It looks very... I don't want to use the word interesting, because...
That's fine.
Yeah. I want
not
to...
It's overused at all.
I want to play this game, and I might be purchasing it.
It's out today.
That's true, I can.
A Hat in Time is getting a physical release on Switch. What? That's crazy.
October 18th. That's also going to come with a new co-op mode, as well as the Seal the Deal DLC included.
I thought that it already had co-op mode.
I thought it did too, but during the trailer they... super mega stressed it that this is a new co-op.
Maybe it's a new version of a co-op mode. Okay, I like A Hat in Time. It's probably the cutest game I've ever seen, honestly. Really good. It's not quite as precise as a Mario, or like a AAA platformer, but it's very good, and I highly, highly recommend it. Dude, these new DualShock 4 controllers look super cool and stuff.
I didn't know I wanted another DualShock controller.
The electric purple, specifically.
You like the purple?
Purple's my favorite color.
How did I not know this?
I don't know.
Okay. I really like the red camouflage and the rose gold.
Black and red is so 2009.
Yeah, it is, but that's okay. So.
People love black and red. I've never been a big fan. I like the titanium blue and the electric purple, though.
The rose gold is...
I could see why somebody would like it, but it's not my cup of tea.
So these are going to be out sometime in September 2019 for $64.99 US. There's also going to be a new rose gold headset coming out in November for $99.99 for those of you that want an official PS4 headset that's rose gold.
Overwatch update 2/2/2/Rolock. is here. So, if you play Overwatch, you're going to have to be... You choose a role. We talked about this earlier. You choose tank, damage, or healer. And you cannot swap... You can't swap roles. You can swap heroes. Mm-hmm. Thank God this is finally here. Game's still not perfect. You still have assets, as the Apex Legends community would call. Yeah. That throw or that troll. But it's still better. It's so much better.
It does feel better because everyone has, I want to play this role. So I'm going to play this role.
Exactly. Somebody mentioned that. Also, you can choose to play all three. So whatever... Q pops first. You go to that. Mm-hmm. But if you just want to play DPS, you choose DPS, and you know going in, okay, I'm gonna play DPS. Mm-hmm. I want to play Widowmaker. Oh no, somebody already chose Widowmaker. That can still happen, but at the very least, you're not gonna have to choose Mercy because somebody went into the game with the mindset, I'm gonna choose a healer. Somebody went in the game with the mindset of, I'm going to choose tank and I'm going to get that role. Even if you don't get the characters exactly that you want, it is guaranteed to have two big boys, two healers, and two killers. You know? And just in that fact alone helps so, so much.
It does make the game feel a lot better. And coming from someone that hasn't been playing Overwatch a lot lately and just randomly jumping back in, it feels good. It feels good to play having two tanks, two healers, two killers. So,
yeah, I'm very. I'm gonna continue to play. I've been playing a lot of Reaper. He's doing really well. Maze also doing really well recently. Also, Sigma, like we said, is out. He does a lot of damage. I swear, every time I have a Sigma on my team, they complain because they have gold damage. Dude. Sigma does a lot of damage. Stop being a prick.
Yeah.
We were winning the other day and they were doing it. Nothing is more annoying than winning and having someone on your team complain. Yeah. You're an idiot. Yeah. Go away.
Mm-hmm. Stupid. Sad. But.
But what?
More good news. Persona 5 R.
Atlas. You called it Persona 5 Golden earlier. Were you trying to be cheeky? Or
did I call it Persona? I think I forgot. Whoops. So, Persona 5 R, Atlas announced this at Atlas's art show.
Whatever that is, what is this?
That the updated version of Persona 5 will be coming to the West sometime in 2020.
No.
Spring 2020.
We already knew it was coming out sometime in 2020.
The S word left my brain, and my brain told my mouth that it was spring, but it didn't say spring, it said sometime. So... But get hyped for Persona 5 R.
It says sometime and it says spring.
I just skipped over spring.
Are you gonna play this? Are you gonna beat Persona 4 Golden before you play?
I want to! So bad!
You're not gonna... They don't have anything to do with each other.
I know. I think Persona 5 looks really cool.
It does.
It does.
It is really cool.
I really want to go play the third one and I don't know why.
I don't even know where you would get it.
I don't even know either. But I need to play 4.
Somebody said it took 11 years to get to, from the 4th to the 5th. It really kind of hit me. Wow, you know, that's Kingdom Hearts 3 levels.
Yeah. So I just need to sit down and just every time I'm going to play something else, just play Persona. Because when I get in my bed.
Just play it before you go to bed.
When I get in my hammock, I just fall asleep. So it's the power.
It's a side effect of having
side effect of swinging to swinging as you go to sleep. So,
more games news. More games news. All this is games news. The Witcher for Switch has got a release date. It will be coming out on the Switch on October the 15th of this year. I just wanted to say that obviously this will not be as good as the other. Versions, at least graphically, I think it's 720p docked and 540 handheld.
Oh my gosh!
But that it's still a feat that they get this on the on the Switch. It's handheld. Come on.
Yeah.
And part of me still wants to play this game on the Switch. It's because it's so cool that you can play it I could play it on a road trip or something. I mean, and I love The Witcher, so. Also, it's going to be the complete edition. It's going to have all the DLC and everything.
Oh, that is pretty nice.
So, I look forward to that. I was just thinking how cool it is. It's going to be on a cartridge. The Witcher 3 is going to be on a cartridge.
Oh, that is funny.
That's funny when you think about all these big games like Doom and The Witcher.
It's on a little...
on a cartridge.
Like, yeah, like the size of a little piece of candy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's crazy. Man.
Huh. Also, we got several Death Stranding trailers. Jordan, since you just watched them, what do you think? Explain to the people if you have any idea what happened.
So there's three trailers. One introduces a character who has... I don't know what her real name is, but...
It's her name is Mama in the trailer.
Well, yeah. So that's what I was going to say. Her name is Mama. She appears to be some sort of motherly figure to these whimsical spirit things that you can't see.
Okay, so let me explain.
Thank you.
That was her baby.
I knew that.
That was her actual child.
Yes, I gathered that. I just didn't know what it was called, other than...
A baby.
Okay, I didn't know if the game had a special word for the entity.
The reason that it was... It's a baby. Okay. The reason that it is invisible... It's not actually invisible. It is... was born in the other world. And... I don't know if you're going to try to help her get it back to this world or what, but that's why you can't see it. And it's still connected to her through her umbilical cord.
Yeah, she was talking about how taking her baby in and feeding it helps with the pain of having breast milk and such. And so it was a very... I still don't know what's going on in this game.
No, I don't think anybody does.
I still don't understand it.
And she talked about how if she leaves, the baby will die. Is that
right?
Yeah.
Now this is why she can't leave, because she feeds the baby and takes care of the baby, and that's why she can't leave. Cue up the next trailer, which is Bridge Baby? Baby Bridge? Baby Back Bridge? Baby no, Ribs?
Baby. They call them BB Bridge Babies.
Bridge Babies, yeah. So you got the main character walking into a facility, and he takes the baby off his chest and shoves it into essentially like a futuristic incubator. I guess they actually do call it an incubator. And it scans the baby, and what it's doing is it's syncing the baby up to what they're calling a still mother. And I don't know if the mother is in a coma or dead.
I don't think they're...
Who knows?
I don't think they're dead. That doesn't make any sense.
So they're calling it a still mother at another facility.
I was thinking maybe they're called a still mother because they're still the mother.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. I guess I was reading too much into it. Anyway, so the baby is synced up, kind of like...
It's supposed to
help the baby.
Like the baby is actually in the womb again.
Yeah.
Right?
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. So it kind of simulates that. It kind of, think of it like a Wi-Fi or a Bluetooth connection far off. It
kind
of
with wombs.
Yeah, wombs. So it connects the baby to its home hub, which is the womb. And it syncs up and makes sure the baby... is happy and healthy and connects to the people that are carrying it around on its chest correctly. And then the last trailer is a gameplay trailer, and it shows some scanning. There's a urination function, which is kind of funny.
Yeah, apparently there's going to be more to that than just peeing.
Yeah.
They said that you could kind of, quote, use it as a weapon.
What?
And they said if more than one person pees in one spot... I think it's talking about through like the quote-unquote multiplayer that something might happen. Because when he peed in the spot, a mushroom grew, which is weird.
Yeah. Maybe his urination tract.
He has a fungal infection.
Yeah.
He's got a UTI.
UTI and it grows mushrooms. Yeah. The coolest thing about that trailer was the ladder briefcase. I really liked that. It looked really cool.
I don't know if it was a briefcase. I think it was just a ladder that extends.
Yeah, but it looked cool. So he has to get to this high ledge, and instead of hiking this terrain and whatever, he just kind of pulls out a ladder, and it goes...
Like Go-Go Gadget ladder?
Yeah, and he just climbs up it, and the mechanic looked good, the sound looked good. It just was really cool.
Yeah, some people I've heard, you know, saying that they're not sure about this gameplay, but I don't think that this is going to be... I think this is just kind of your moment-to-moment, you know, there was no combat, there was no puzzle-solving... You're just kind of walking around at that point.
Yeah, I'm not too worried about the particular gameplay about this game. I think it's going to be more about the story and how you get there. Or, you know.
How you get there is the gameplay.
I know, but I'm saying, I'm not saying, okay, what I'm trying to say.
Are you just trying to say story?
Yeah, I'm trying to say the story is going to be more important than the gameplay. Not that it's going to have bad gameplay, just that it's going to be more story specialness.
More story specialness.
Yeah.
I mean, you had your game of the year last year was what again?
We Happy Few 2018 Game of the Year, baby. I'm going to get a trophy for it.
If the gameplay's not good, I don't know.
I can't wait for you to hear my Game of the Year of 2019.
Is it We Happy Few again?
Yeah, got DLC this year, baby. DLC.
Also, you end up walking to this guy who is, I guess, another NPC. And what's funny is they showed this at Gamescom. And the presenter slash host of the entire thing is Jeff Keighley, who also does... he also does the Game Awards. And the guy that you talk to is Jeff Keighley. The guy who you see in that trailer is Jeff Keighley.
That's funny.
That's why everyone was like screaming and stuff when they saw him. But what's funny is he did the mocap and he did... It's him. He danced around. But Matthew Mercer is actually playing him.
What?
Yeah.
He's not playing himself?
Like, he's playing himself physically.
But he's not playing himself vocally.
The voice is Matthew Mercer.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder why that was the choice.
I don't know.
Interesting.
I what's his name? Kojima said, you know, there's a lot of Easter eggs and a lot of cameos and stuff. So maybe that's why.
Okay.
That's two for one.
That's pretty cool. I still don't know what's going on with Death Stranding, but I am...
Connecting or something.
Yeah.
I know there's some kind of connection thing going on. I mean, the main character's name is Sam Bridges.
I did find out in this trailer, I don't know why I didn't realize this before, but it's the United States of Cities instead of America.
I think, no, it's the United Cities of America.
That, yes, thank you. That's why you're here. Defect.
What do you mean? What do you mean? You didn't figure that out?
I never read it before. I never paid attention.
I don't know if it ever shown that before.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought it was cool. I liked it. It was interesting. They just show a map. It kind of seemed like in the West, yeah, where California and such is. Kind of seems like that's kind of blocked off. Maybe looked like they were traveling through the mid United States, doing some stuff.
I don't remember that.
But.
Next up, ladies and gentlemen, it is the big news, big news, big news section, and we are starting off with a doozy. Sony has purchased a new studio, and they are finally, after a close partnership for over 20 years, Insomniac has finally been purchased by Sony as the company's 14th first-party studio. Congratulations, Insomniac. It should have been done 20 years ago, but I mean, Spider-Man just sold 13 million units, so it makes sense.
Yeah.
In a press release or something, I guess, we got a quote, Insomniac Games is one of the most highly acclaimed development studios in the industry, and their legacy of best-in-class storytelling and gameplay is unparalleled, said Sean Layton, chairman of SIE Worldwide Studios. He said that in the statement. Along the announcement, he also said, I said that very strangely, he said, quote, we have enjoyed a strong collaborative partnership with the studio for many years and are thrilled to officially welcome them to the Worldwide Studios family. The addition of Insomniac Games to SIE Worldwide Studios reiterates our commitment to developing world-class gaming experiences that can only be found on the PlayStation platform, end quote.
That's awesome. That is great. Join the WWS family gives Insomniac greater opportunities to achieve our studio vision of making positive and lasting impressions on people's lives. Ted Price said that. He's from Insomniac Games. He's the founder and CEO. And he also said...
Just a guy.
No big deal. Just Ted Price. He said, quote, we've enjoyed a special relationship with PlayStation, particularly... since our inception. Our partnership amplifies our potential, and Marvel Spider-Man was a testament to this. We're excited to take the next step in our growth alongside our lifetime WWS partners. Most of all, we look forward to delivering fresh, new experiences for our fans, end quote.
All I gotta say is about damn time.
Yeah, it only took them making Spider-Man and just being like, here you go, here's another one, raking in money for Sony.
They made Spyro.
Yeah.
For the PS1.
I know.
They made Ratchet & Clank for the PS3. Yeah. I'm sorry. Well, they did, but they also made it for PS2. Mm-hmm. They made Resistance. They made Spider-Man. Jeez Louise.
Yeah.
It took so long. How long have I been saying that Sony should buy Insomniac?
Forever.
20 years. That's right.
Yep.
That's right. Before I knew what Insomniac was.
That's right.
Congratulations to Insomniac. Like I said, it's a long time coming. Hope. Don't you dare.
Sorry, go ahead.
This is my moment.
Have your moment in the sunshine, baby.
I do want to say that this not only, I mean, we already knew Spider-Man 2 was coming, but this super confirms that Spider-Man is coming. Also, I think that this is super good news for Ratchet & Clank fans. Because I thought that that would probably happen, but I think that this also all but confirms that we're going to get more Ratchet & Clank, and I love Ratchet & Clank. I love those games.
I'm going to say it now. Ratchet & Clank PS5 release game.
Oh, I could see that. I could see like a...
like a bundle? You get to choose Ratchet & Clank?
Well, bundles don't usually come out.
Release.
Even like a launch.
Launch game. That's the word I'm looking for. Thank you. Launch game. Spider-Man 2.
But they did just come out with Spider-Man.
No, they're going to come out with Spider-Man 2 and Ratchet & Clank game.
You're not being serious.
If I had to be serious, I'd probably honestly say they're maybe going to come out with a Ratchet & Clank game as a launch game for PS5.
Yes. I can see either. I think it's more likely that it takes a couple of years after the launch, but I would still like it.
That'd be awesome. Or a re-release. A re-release of all the Ratchet & Clank games in 4K or something. That'd be cool.
Yeah, oh yeah, I would love that.
Something, you know.
Also, apparently, they came with Sunset Overdrive, which is an Xbox game. Mm-hmm. But apparently they own that IP. Mm-hmm. So if they wanted to make a sequel, they could put the sequel on PS5.
That'd be cool.
So that'd be pretty cool. And maybe even... Xbox has been so friendly lately, maybe we could even get the first one on PS4.
PS5. I don't think Xbox would care. Xbox would be like, sure, whatever.
I could see it.
Sunset Overdrive's on PC, and Xbox has been pretty friendly with PC players lately, so I don't see any reason why they couldn't give it to Sony. They're making tons of money anyway. So, this next piece of news I'm actually kind of excited about. It's all about Need for Speed Heat. The newest entry in the long-running
racing...
It's going to
sound really funny because you said you were excited... and my little write-up here is not just read
it. I got it.
I had like a whole thing. I was going to be like, this next piece of news, despite the name, is in fact not very hot. Need for Speed Heat. But you took it from me.
That's okay. I just got excited because I used to play a lot of Need for Speed World.
Well, it used to be good.
That's right. The newest entry in the long-running franchise has been announced alongside a trailer. And it doesn't look particularly interesting. In the neon-soaked game, you appear to be customizing and racing cars once again, but this time there is a backdrop of corrupt police force. Will this be yet another dud in a once great franchise? Find out. And the game drops on PS4, Xbox One, and PC November 8th this year.
Somebody, I read in the comments of the YouTube video that they expect the police are bad, equality, and somebody said that they expected Kylie Jenner to show up and hand you a Pepsi.
I don't understand that reference.
Okay, so was it Kylie Jenner?
I don't know.
Was in a Pepsi commercial.
Sure.
Where like people were getting beat, and she just showed up and gave the people that were beating and the people getting beat a Pepsi, and
oh,
they're
my
like,
gosh,
Pepsi's delicious. Which not only is Pepsi not delicious, I mean, that might have been an exaggeration, but yeah, it was like protesters and police, like, yelling at each other, and she walks up and hands them Pepsis, and that solves it.
Well,
which is like, I don't know if you remember, I don't even know if I was alive when the commercial came out, but it was like, I want to buy the world a Coke. Mm-mm. It was kind of like a really poorly realized version of that.
Okay.
No one makes commercials as good as Coke.
No. Sprite's okay.
Owned by Coke.
Yeah.
They're owned by Coke.
Oh, dang. That's why their commercials are so good. Yeah. Anyway, coming from Need for Speed World veteran, me, I'll probably play this game. It's been a while since I played a racing game, so why not?
I guess they are racing games.
I mean, they're not a Gran Turismo or a Forza
they're
or anything like that.
They're arcade racers.
Yes, exactly.
Which is why I don't think they need to be super serious. Make it goofy.
Exactly.
Put Goofy in the game. Maybe Max. You know, maybe Pete.
Yes. This just made me want to play Diddy Kong Racing.
Why?
I don't know. I liked that game.
It's a very it's a very neon soaked, you know, like I said, yeah. 80s. I don't know. Just go watch it. I just don't think it looks very good, to be honest. And we don't know. This isn't a gameplay trailer.
Yeah.
I love Need for Speed Underground.
Oh man, it's so good.
I adore Need for Speed Most Wanted. And this is just.
And like I said, coming from someone that I played a lot of Need for Speed World. Why? I don't know.
Which one is World? Is that the no?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
That's not the MMO.
Yes. Yeah.
What is wrong with you?
Everything.
What is?
Have you?
Why would you play that game?
I don't know.
Was that even released in the United States?
Yes, I think it was because at the time, that's the only thing my Toshiba laptop could run. My toaster of a laptop couldn't run anything else. So I played Need for Speed World and Sims 3 over and over.
Why not just play more Sims 3?
I don't know.
Was it good?
I really enjoyed it.
Was it good?
I really enjoyed it.
But, like I said, I love Most Wanted and I love Underground so much. And, I don't know, I was like 12 when I played those games or something, maybe. Maybe a little older. Yeah. But I don't remember them being super serious. I remember them being silly. And you race. And it's really weird because you're like, yeah, we gotta take back the city. And we're the good guys. Oh, you just ran over a pedestrian because you were outrunning the cops. Oh, you don't actually, but that's like you're a street racer.
Yeah.
You're a bad person. Mm-hmm. Why? Because if you're trying to make this about the good versus the bad,
street racers are the bad guys. Yeah.
They hurt people.
Yeah. Have you not seen Fast and Furious? You idiots.
Yeah. That's another thing. I always found myself watching those movies, and I like those movies. Maybe not as much as the next guy, but I enjoy them. The main characters in those movies, you guys, they're the bad guys. They're sociopaths.
Yeah.
God rest his soul, but
Paul Walker.
He played a bad guy.
Yeah, he did.
He was the good guy.
Then he was the bad guy.
And then he turned into a bad guy.
And then even though they're La Familia, Corona,
they're bad.
Insert bad whatever here. They're still criminals.
They're bad. They're not only are they criminals, but they're bad people.
Yeah.
They're very bad people.
Yeah.
They destroy lives.
100%.
Undoubtedly, they have hit somebody. One of them ran over somebody in their car, and they just kept on trucking because they had to get them VHSs back to the motherland.
They're stealing DVD players. I don't know where the semi of DVD players went.
I thought it was VHS players.
I think it was both.
And you know, which one is the one that they like hijacking 18-wheelers?
That's the first one.
No, that's like the fourth one.
You mean the one where they're using the freeze gun on the back and?
Yeah.
That's number 4.
Yeah. I mean,
they're stealing oil.
If the truck drivers had shot them, you know, had killed them with that shotgun,
yeah,
that would have been good. Well, it wouldn't have been good for the movie studio. No, but yeah, they're the bad guys.
100%. PUBG is going to have some crossplay, which is kind of cool.
Yes, it is.
You can play with all your Xbox pleb friends. Microsoft announced at Gamescom show. That's a weird...
Gamescom.
Thank you. Gamescom. That the popular Battle Royale...
That's because you're not reading my write-ups right, Jordan.
You know I don't know how to read.
Microsoft announced at its Gamescom show...
That the popular Battle Royale game will be getting an early play... Oh my goodness, a cross-play in early October. Although the test servers will be available in late September... It's important to say that this only applies to PS4 and Xbox One. The community manager at PUBG Corporation, Cecilia Lee, says one of their major goals has been to reduce matchmaking times, and increasing the pool of players should help with that.
Correct. That will help with that because my phone just died. I think it's at 100%.
If you nice. Wanna, if you wanna help Ryan get a new phone, patreon.com/1.
No. No! Look at me. No!
I am looking at you.
No!
Sorry for our headphone listeners. I think it did die at 100%. That is insane.
It's not at 100%.
Okay.
Are you not going to cut that out?
No.
I sound like a lunatic.
That's okay. They need to know the real you.
It's at 68%.
Okay. So.
That's normal, right?
Yeah. I mean, my Nexus 6P would turn off at 100%, 80%. It would just turn off whenever it wants. It would turn off when it was charging.
I also had a Nexus 6P.
I know. I got one because I wanted to be like you.
I don't want to do this podcast anymore.
But I'm going to get you cheesecake.
I don't think I like this.
Then throw it away.
But it's free.
Just because it's free doesn't mean you gotta drink it.
I'm food insecure.
Epic Store is slowly but surely catching up to Steam with features, with each and every update. The newest of which is No Expectation Exception.
Can you read?
I honestly don't think I can, okay?
I spent hours on these write-ups.
I know, I appreciate it.
And you just butcher them.
I don't know how to read. I need to go back to speech therapy, okay? I couldn't... You know how hard it is to have a last name with an S, and you can't say S's as a child? I couldn't do it, okay? I couldn't say S's.
Are you in speech therapy? Is that what you're telling us?
Yes.
You're revealing a deep, dark secret?
I was actually in speech therapy, yes.
Well, so was I, and I can read. I read at a 12th grade level, baby.
You know what's different between you and me, Ryan? You're 100% Caucasian. The newest of which is No Exception, with a visual update, more cloud saves, and Humble Bundle keyless integration coming.
I don't think I am.
You're probably not.
I'm like 99%.
Nobody's 100% anything.
We, you roll over to the next highest number, though.
Yeah.
What's that called? You know, like in school?
I don't know math.
No, it's not a math term.
I don't know.
You got, like, let's say you got an 89.9.
Oh, you round up.
Round up. There you go. Yeah. So if you're 95% white, you round up to 100.
Yeah, 100%. So there's going to be Humble Bundle keyless integration coming soon, as well as cloud saves with the following of this. As Humble Bundle.
Does anyone want to be the co-host of...
Humble Bundle keyless integration coming cloud saves now.
Whoa. What?
Work with the following as this past month.
Okay,
decipher your writing!
The Epic Store is slowly but surely catching up to Steam's features with each and every update. The newest of which is No Exception, with a visual update, more cloud saves, and humble bundle keyless integration. Cloud saves will now work with the following games as of this month: Alan Wake, Close to the Sun, Darksiders 3, Enter the Gungeon, Genesis Alpha 1, Gnog, Hyper Light Drifter, Kingdom Newlands, Limbo, Moonlighter, Mutant Year Zero, Overcooked, Rebel Galaxy Outlaw, Sherlock Holmes, The Devil's Daughter, The Sinking City, This War of Mine, and World War Z. Epic also said, quote, upcoming games that support cloud saves will have them enabled at launch, end quote. Lastly, keyless integration for Humble Bundle is coming. So, if you have a Humble Bundle account, you can link it to your Epic account. And then, when you purchase a game from Humble Bundle, you can make it to where it will automatically download to the Epic launcher instead of having to use a key from Humble on the Epic store.
It's actually really cool. Humble Bundle always has great deals. They're always doing really interesting collections. It's a great thing for people that are trying to get into just PC gaming in general and just trying out different games. I remember I used to really love getting those back in the day.
Supports a good cause. They go to charities and stuff. It's not just games.
They do software and other. I think I've seen them do everything. I don't know, books maybe.
They do. They might do e-books.
They might do something for school, like university.
They never do. Yeah, they do. Like, I don't know if they've ever done this, but you know, for example, like Microsoft Word type stuff,
yeah.
Creator Studio type stuff. You know.
So if you want to just, you know, get some cool programs, games, etc., just check out Humble Bundle.
Nintendo had a big indie showcase called Indie World, where they announced a bunch of indie games that would be coming to the Switch. The list includes the following: Super Hot and the Hotline Miami Collection are both releasing today. That's right. You can stop listening to this garbage podcast and go download Super Hot and the Hotline Miami Collection right now on the Nintendo eShop. You can also purchase, or is it free? I don't know. Risk of Rain 2 is coming this summer.
Freedom Finger is coming in autumn.
This game looks crazy. Have you seen Finger
Finger? I haven't seen anything.
Okay,
about it.
So you're like a ship, but okay. You're a hand, so you're like,
whoa.
And then sometimes you'll like use your middle finger to shoot stuff. And it blurs it out with a sensor bar. It's kind of funny.
Okay.
And then sometimes you grab another ship with your hand, with your ship hand, and shoot with that ship.
Okay, that's cool.
It looks kind of interesting.
Interesting. Cool. Cat Quest 2 is coming in autumn. Sparklight is coming in autumn as well. Munchkin Cracked Quest is coming in autumn.
It's that Munchkin too.
Like the card game Munchkin?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm interested in that. Torchlight 2 is coming September 3rd. Creature in the Well is coming the 6th of September. Blasphemous is coming September 10th. Northgard is coming the 26th of September.
Ori and the Blind Forest. That's right. Ori and the Blind Forest Definitive Edition is coming on September the 27th. I am very excited about this game. I wanted to play it for years. I know I could probably get it on PC. Shut up. But I will be playing it on the Nintendo Switch this September alongside Super Hot and Hotline Miami.
Trine 4, The Nightmare Prince is coming out October 8th.
Spooktober. I see these Trine games all over the place and I just don't know what they are.
Yeah, who knows. The Tourist is coming out November. Roki is coming out winter.
That game looks interesting too.
Europa is coming out winter. What the Golf is also coming out winter. Hypercharge Unboxed is coming out in the winter. One Finger Death Punch 2 is coming out the 2nd of December. Scale Boy is coming out the 3rd of December. Close to the Sun, which I wish was a Golden Sun remake, but it's not. Close to the Sun is coming out sometime in 2019. Earth Knight is coming out sometime in 2019. Nine, 2019.
Is that Nine or Kine?
Kine? I don't know.
K-I-N-E.
It's coming out 2019. Pogs. Early 2020. Eastward 2020. Skater XL 2020.
There's another game I'm excited about. It's Skater a skateboarding XL. Game. They talk about how intricate the controls are, so I'm a little worried. But I love skateboarding games. It's been a long time since it's been a good one. At least traditional one. I know we had Ollie Ollie and Ollie Ollie 2, which are both amazing.
I got Skate 3 for PS3. We can break that out.
I never played the skate games. I was more of a Tony Hawk pro skater fan myself because I had a little thing called Class.
Okay. I played those too.
You know, you play one or the other.
Okay, sure.
At least, you know, skate fans aren't, well, let's just say whores.
I mean.
You play both.
Yeah.
Played both sides.
Did you have tech decks?
No, I didn't have tech decks.
Then I'm really
I wanted them.
Then I'm really a whore.
I wanted them.
I'll buy you a tech deck.
I don't think you're, but that's a different category. That's like saying.
That's true.
Oh, did you actually skateboard? It's a okay, different category.
Good point. I did try to do stop motion tech deck videos, but that's a story for another time.
Oh my gosh.
Dungeon Defender.
Could those ever get, even in the best of times?
I'll show you some. They're pretty cool. Dungeon Defenders Awakened is coming February 2020. Timed console exclusive. Yep. Best Friends Forever, the 14th of February 2020. And
okay, I want to stop there for a second as well. Okay. This is, somebody described this as, and I like this a lot, the Dream Daddy Simulator, which it's a dating simulator, crossed with Nintendogs. So basically, it's a dating simulator. But the people you date also have dogs that you can, like, pet and take care of and stuff.
Okay.
I would definitely look up...
I do enjoy a good dating simulator.
I would look up Best Friend Forever. I would look up Skater XL. Of course, Over in the Blind Forest. Risk of Rain 2 would probably be interesting. Super Hot. Hotline Miami. The Munchkin game might be good. You can just also, you know, if you want to see all these games, obviously, just watch the Indie World. It's like 25 minutes, so if you have the time.
Nice.
Oh, and the last one, I don't even know if Jordan says Spit Farer or Fairer.
I did not say it.
Which
so
is coming spring
it.
Of next year.
Okay, nice. That's it for all the Nintendo news. Let's roll into some Microsoft news. Coming
I'll
from-
roll up. I'll roll up.
That's right. You roll up with your Xbox Insider news. Games coming to Game Pass. Devil May Cry 5 for console, now. Age of Empire Definitive Edition for PC, now. Ape Out for console, which I really enjoy on the Switch, is coming out August 22nd. Bard's Tale 4, August 27th. Stellarius for console is available now. Kingdom Come Deliverance, both for PC and console, is available August 22nd. Blair Witch for both console and PC, August 30th. Dead Cells is coming out September 5th.
This is obviously a list of great games. Also, I want to say that some of these games might be on both. Some of them might be on one or the other. It's kind of weird and difficult to tell where, with Games Pass, which one is PC and which one is only console.
Like, I know for a fact that Kingdom Come Deliverance started out as like a Kickstarter Indiegogo thing, and now it's on Steam, and now it's on...
Did it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've been following this game since
2012.
No, not that old. 2015, 2016, something like that. Not 15, my bad. 2017. So I actually haven't played it. It looked cool, but I think it kind of... I think it might have, you know, shat the bed.
What do you mean?
Like, just how they hyped it up, and then I think it might have shat the bed.
It's got good reviews.
Oh, then maybe I just need to give it a chance, because...
You're talking about...
Kingdom Come Deliverance, yeah.
Yeah, this is the game that, when it came out, people got mad because it didn't have any black people in it. That's what you're talking about?
Oh, I didn't know that was a thing. So, I guess I just heard bad rumors. So, I just think it's cool because in this game...
That game?
Yeah, that game. Okay. Yeah. I just think it's interesting because in this game, say you have a quest to go to the blacksmith. You go to the blacksmith. It's nighttime. He's asleep. So you can go knock on his door and be like, hey, I'm here to turn that quest. And he'd be like, get the f*** out of here, man. I'm sleeping. I don't know.
Is that your Polish accent?
Sure.
Yeah, it's kind of it's hyper-realistic. It looks really cool.
I need to play this.
And also, I know at the same time, you know, you will get your butthole turned inside out, right? If you're under level.
Probably.
Because it's... hyper-realistic. Yeah. You know, so, you go try to fight the king's personal knights and you're going to get murdered.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's one of those games that's been on my radar forever. I just assumed for the longest time and was just ignorant to the fact of, I don't know why I didn't look up a review of it or just even look up a rating. I just assumed it was bad just because I saw some articles. That
I think it's supposed to be good.
Okay.
It sold well, too.
Huh. Well,
apparently when all that stuff came out about people getting mad because it didn't have black people in it. Mm-hmm. Also, it's in Poland in like the 13th century or something. So, I mean,
exactly.
it's a hyper-realistic game. But apparently some people got mad at it and they bought the game because people got mad at it for no reason, basically.
Yeah.
Which helped the sales, so it sold really well.
Oh, okay.
Like millions of copies.
Well, it makes... I just was being ignorant for no reason. Fun.
Oh, so, that's why I'm interested.
Yeah, I just guess...
I love history.
Yeah. I guess I was just ignorant forever.
It's fine. I mean, we all make mistakes.
That's true. So, I'm excited about this. New controllers as well. Sport Blue and Night Ox for Xbox controllers.
Yeah, it didn't say...
when they're coming out.
Yeah, this was I saw this on Kotaku and I didn't see any kind of release date on that.
I want to own a GameStop controller.
I want to own a GameStop.
No, I don't.
I want to own a GameStop 10 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. I would like to own an Xbox controller. I just haven't decided what color I want yet.
Yeah, that's true because
Xbox
controllers, you know, they work really well with the PC, so that would make sense.
I think it would just be nice to have one, you know, just to have it. For games that enjoy the games that use controllers. So yeah, that's about wraps it up with a tight little bow, cute little present for y'all. And that's it for the news. The last and final thing is going to be deals. We can save you some money. Epic Games. So this month you can get Hyper Light Drifter and Mutant Year Zero Road to Eden for free.
And I think later this month you're going to be able to get Fez.
I believe so. Just ever so often, whenever you start your PC up and you're waiting on, I don't know, your coffee to fix or whatever, just open up Epic and see what the free games are. I know I forget to get them sometimes, which is stupid because they're free. So that's pretty much it. We'll let you know any updates or anything in the future. That's it. Thank you to the Heatley Brothers for our music, Alicia for our artwork. We appreciate all you listening. And if you want to interact with us on Twitter, you're more than welcome to. Wannabe Podcast on Twitter. You can interact with me on Twitter at SweetLike. You can interact with Ryan on Twitter at RyanDivisions. You can email the show, wannabepodcast@gmail.com. We have a Discord. You're more than welcome to join if you would like to. What else? You can listen to the show on everything. If we're not on something, let us know and we'll do our best to get on something. But I darndest really believe that we are on every platform that people listen to podcasts on. Spotify, Pandora. Except SoundCloud. And if you're listening to podcast on SoundCloud, tweet me at Asuelok and I will tell you three different apps that are way better to listen to and enjoy a podcast on. So you can listen to One Up Me on Spotify, Pandora.
Everything.
iTunes.
Give us a review on and subscribe on iTunes. Shout us out to your friends. Your grandma, if she plays video games, you know.
Yeah, tell everybody, you know. Tell everybody about the podcast. We want it to grow and flourish and, you know, be the best podcast in our time zone.
It's a pretty big time zone.
I know. I couldn't say the best video game podcast in the world because, you know, that's...
I mean, we don't want to be arrogant.
Exactly, you know. So we appreciate you listening.
Three that are good. Maybe four.
I'd say three. I don't know if I can name a fourth one.
We're not including us, right?
No. Okay. No, not at all. I just do this because it's fun.
Is it?
Sometimes.
Play on.